come on, turn the radio on, it's Saturday and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong, I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not America's sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Well, that can only mean one thing. It's about that time on a Tuesday afternoon. It's 2 o'clock on Friday.
Don't you dare. Half of St. Louis just had a conniption.
Tuesday.
Tuesday? No. No, I had a terrible Tuesday. That's gone.
This show feels so long. Feels like it's gone through the weekend
and
Tuesday.
Backwards.
We even went past Monday. Get your Ask Us Anything questions in on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. If you've ever wanted to ask us anything, now is the time. You can leave the comment in the YouTube live broadcast in the live chat there. And you can also vote today on the YouTube poll, and it is, which candidate has momentum, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump? Do you have a strong feeling about this one, Ryan?
No, it's been tough for me to even answer this. I would say right now it would be Kamala, simply because momentum is a perceived thing, and the media apparatus that exists is trying very hard to push that she has momentum. I think they've done a decent job of creating that illusion in a lot of ways. And so I'm still going to say that Kamala does.
What do you think, Brad?
I think it's Donald Trump. I think what we're seeing from the Harris administration is flailing. And anything that is real, or what they're trying to make seem real, is media manufactured. So, Ryan, you said it's perception. I don't look at that, and I don't see people perceiving that as that. I think that it's like a big, loud, banging gong over here saying, Kamala, Kamala, Kamala. But nobody looks and listens to what that says and goes, ah, yeah, she's got it going on.
I
think it's Donald Trump.
I think the more that you see that the left-wing media is trying to push her, the more I don't believe she has the momentum. They work harder when the work needs to be done. And, yeah, you know, I think that the media is going to get credit for a certain percentage of votes just for keeping up the hype. But Donald Trump has something real and tangible. Did you see the inside? Did you see any videos from the inside of that New York rally?
Yeah.
Yes.
Those people were rocking.
Yes.
And it was jam-packed full of people. I don't think that Kamala Harris can do that without manufacturing attendance.
Without like a special guest or something like that.
Without bringing people in that are committed to the cause. I mean, regularly there is evidence that she has to bus people into her events. I mean, maybe in New York she could do it, but I don't think she could go into a deep red state. I mean, New York. If you pick a deep red state and put Kamala Harris in there as Kamala Harris. And you need to put, what did he say, 16,000 people? Caroline Leavitt said yesterday, yeah. 16,000 people. I think they said they had like 60,000 people or something that registered for the event. Something much larger than what they could actually let in. I don't think that Kamala Harris can achieve that.
Yeah, and if she could, she would be doing it. So that's how you know. If she's not holding rallies, it's because she can't fill that out. That everything that they do is based on perception. I'm not saying that nothing Donald Trump does. Donald Trump loves the perception of a big crowd. But at the same time, he can hold a big crowd. So he's doing it because it looks good. Kamala Harris isn't doing it because it would look bad.
I can't remember where it was that they were saying that people leave Donald Trump rallies early. It was like a dig at him.
It was the debate.
Was it?
Yeah, she said it at the debate because everybody went, "Oh no, don't take the bait."
That was such a line in the water for Donald Trump.
Yeah, it was.
And he takes it, and I don't know why anybody's surprised by it, or even at this point disappointed in it. Haven't you ever in a real human to human level relationship with somebody? Haven't you ever just loved somebody who just is a certain kind of way?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Do you spend your whole time trying to change those facets about their life because it doesn't fit what you want them to be? I mean, the idea that you're going to send somebody to be a representative of you in government, if there's something unsavory about somebody and they're representing you, does that mean that you should try to change them to be the way you want them to be? Because then if they're that malleable, I don't really trust it. I mean, that's all Kamala Harris is. Who does she need to be right now in this minute? And then she does her best, which is not great.
Yeah, that's where the phrase pick your battles comes from. Because everybody knows somebody like that in their lives. And you go, well, you know, I can try to change. You don't want to just like completely give up on somebody, but to completely change them, you can't do that either. So you kind of got to go, well, let's just work on this little thing here.
Yeah.
If you love them, you're going to be around them.
All right. Let's get to the next question.
Next question.
Question.
It's a legitimate question.
Next question.
Next question, please.
Next question on the Annie Fry Show.
It's a lot of pressure now.
You like it.
This is way better than the last one.
Darn right it is.
Good
job.
It only
takes me 3 weeks to get it right.
Little revision here and there.
Yeah, a little tweak.
Why don't you take the honor since you have made the very, very high expectations from that intro? This seems like we should be throwing some knowledge down.
Absolutely. All right. Well, here's my first question for you.
Well, before we do that, just because I can't help myself, one of the questions that goes with this is if you had have animal legs, which animal's legs would you choose? Which I think is really funny.
That's a great
Ryan's question.
Question
that he's going to ask is a good question.
But can I answer that one first?
I think you should if you have one.
Well, do you each have one or no?
No, I have to
still
think
about it.
It's a really important commitment.
Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Sasquatch legs are pretty good.
Yeah. Hairy, powerful,
sneaky.
Somewhat human.
Probably human. That's not even fair. Let's go to your question.
Okay. You got to answer the other one, though, at some point.
I will.
In this segment. Has there ever been a politician who you had high hopes for or you were optimistic about who ended up letting you down?
Do you have one off the top of your head?
I do.
Who?
I voted for Mitt Romney in 2012. 2012? Did I say that right?
No. That's a little bit in the future.
That's way in the future.
In fact, probably won't even exist.
Okay.
Jesus
so
is coming back before that.
I voted for Mitt Romney.
2022.
And I guess I had to kind of couch that
it
because
Ryan's a big proponent of early voting.
Yeah. And immortality.
It's like, well, if I vote now, then it'll count. Then
I'll give you my ballot.
Alive.
You can file that one, too, in 2012.
Yeah, a few thousand years in the future, I'm voting for the disembodied head of Mitt Romney, which is still alive.
Do you regret that vote?
I don't regret it because at the time, that was the better of the two choices, which is what we always say. It's a binary choice. But I did have higher hopes that he would be more of a conservative and more advancing the cause of conservative principles. And he had a lot of policies even when he was running that I didn't care for that much.
Brad, do you have one off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head, it's along those lines. It's John McCain. I liked John McCain. I thought he would have been a good president. And then whenever he got into that petty fight with Donald Trump, and then he thought, you know what, I'll show you.
Was it
you.
Petty because of John McCain or petty because of Donald Trump?
Because of Trump, but he could have been the bigger person and done what was right for the American people, but he let his ego get in the way, and he was the deciding vote on not eliminating Obamacare. And my medical bills have been awful. Absolutely awful. His ego cost me money and made my life harder, and that's disappointing to me.
Say the question again just so I make sure I answer it correctly.
Has there ever been a politician that you had either high hopes for or at least were optimistic about who ended up disappointing you?
I will 100% say Adam Kinzinger.
Ooh, that's a good one.
He was a very, and I say this as an Illinoisan, I am looking for a viable, conservative politician from Illinois that has broad appeal. And I thought Adam Kinzinger would be that person. Adam Kinzinger has been on this show before he decided to stop being Republican. And I'm hunting down, trying to find a Republican who can speak to all of the people of Illinois. There's a movement out there to annex or to cut off Chicago and make it something. That's not going to happen. And Illinois is a stronger state with Chicago, but we have to be able to pull Chicago and the rest of the state together. And Adam Kinzinger, what a fall from grace that he was for the Republican Party, for the conservative movement, and for the state of Illinois. And, I mean, honestly, still, he would be better than J.B. Pritzker as the governor of the state. That's how bad it is.
Same point. It's always a binary choice. And if it was him versus Pritzker, I think the answer's obvious.
All right, next question.
All right. My question is if the Annie Fry Show was a presidential administration...
Oh my gosh, where is this going?
Okay. Let's take president, vice president off the board.
Okay. Uh-huh.
What role would each person in the room serve? So, Ryan, you get to pick who serves where. I pick who serves where. Andy, you pick who serves where in this administration.
Do you have ideas first since you asked the question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think Ryan would be our press secretary.
Why? What?
I can see that.
No offense. Sorry.
I can see that.
Because nobody could be worse than KJP.
That's the standard?
Boy, that's a terrible... Boy, you guys really took a dump on me, didn't you?
No! I don't know.
Okay, well, as long as it's no.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Great, then I feel okay.
I don't want Ryan to go explain things to people. I want Ryan to be a part of bringing people into the... I need him to help persuade.
So where would you put him then?
I haven't decided yet. But I don't think you want him to be the voice of said administration. Do you think you'd be good at that? Is that your... Where would you put yourself?
I would put myself as Secretary of Transportation, because apparently you don't have to do anything.
You went to paternity leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how to get around.
I'm kind of loose, is what you're saying.
No. Well, with your...
Sexually.
What?
You're right. Annie, you are absolutely right. Not press secretary. I take that back.
I was just trying to make a point.
I take it back.
Listen, I got a ton of discipline. I just don't use it.
Well, I was going to say, where do you put it? Oh, do you still... You have my pen. I need my pen.
What are you doing?
I've been looking for my pen for 5 minutes. Around?
I've given this back to you twice.
Well, you weren't looking at me twice.
I got thrown at...
Ryan saw me trying to get your attention multiple... I was like landing the plane over here.
I know now. Always look at Annie. Or you're going to get a pen in the eye.
Well, if you're looking down, it's going to hit me in the top of the head.
I try to hit the table in front, but these microphones are so hot right now that I think it was on the air when it landed.
Okay, I've got an answer to this question.
Okay, let's hear it.
Annie is the press secretary. She would be really good at that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Brad, you're the head of the ATF.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Okay.
I think you'd be awesome at that.
I could handle that.
And I would like to stick as the transportation...
I think we could do that.
My job as ATF president, first thing, would be let me eliminate this branch altogether.
Yeah.
How do I make this go away? There's nothing that it does that couldn't be handled at the state or local level.
You could be Secretary of Education and do the same thing.
Same thing. Yeah, once I'm done with the ATF, put me over there.
Yeah, he's multifaceted.
Like that meme of the Grim Reaper going into different government agencies.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Elon Musk really would be a part of this next administration for Trump?
I think he'd be an advisor. If I were him, I wouldn't make that big of a commitment. He doesn't need to.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see here. The Secretaries of Agriculture, Commerce, Defense, Education, Energy, Health and Human Services, Homeland Security, Housing and Urban Development, Interior, Labor. I'd put you in charge of the Secretary of the Interior. That's what you'd be.
Thanks. I just kind of roam around the interior, making sure everybody's cool.
I'd explain to you more about what it means first.
Sounds like a pretty sweet gig
to
me.
And then, I mean, doesn't interior include like national parks and all that stuff?
Yeah, road trip.
You'd be good at that.
Yeah, check out this next park. Check out a little park near me.
You know,
check
it's
out
not like Six Flags and...
Well, not under
Silver
the current
Dollar
administration.
City, but it could be.
It would be.
Yeah. ATF would be a good one for Brad. I don't think there's a problem with that. All right. Did we all answer them? Did you say me?
I didn't say you, but press secretary would be good. But I also think chief of staff would be good for you.
She's so good at arguing, though. She's so good at making an argument and saying, you know, like shaping it, that she'd be really good. Like, I legitimately think she'd be good at that actual job.
She's also good at casting a vision and helping people execute that vision.
Oh, no, I don't agree with that.
So I think she would be very good as the chief of staff.
I don't agree with that. All right. If you've got more questions, we've got a lot of listener ones in the bank right now. We want yours. Come to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and leave your question. We'll do a little more next question when we come back. I said before, we only needed 2 subscribers on the Annie Fry YouTube channel to get to 9,000, and 5 of you have unsubscribed. So
now 7.
Nobody wants to hear Ryan Wiggins' what, again, the commercial is for.
The Mail Clinic. M-A-I-L.
In case you have ballot problems.
And you don't trust the power of your election.
I understand why people are unsubscribing right now.
Just seven.
You may never know. We just need 7 subscribers.
I want to play this thing.
Not to leave and to add. We'll be right back.
The roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked.
Welcome
take off
back
all your clothes.
To the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. We are doing a little next question right now, so let's get that. Do we have the bed, or do we have to listen to his thing again? Microphone.
You can do whatever you want. But I do have the bed. See, okay. All right.
That's good.
Made the right decision.
That's good.
Yeah.
For once. All right. So it's really good. I'm really impressed.
It's good for once.
Yeah. We are 7 subscribers. We added some. We've lost some. Hey, keep coming.
It's like people
going.
Are having a little game with themselves with the subscription button.
Mom of Grace. Her question is, what's your favorite thing to do to unwind after a crazy news day? Ryan?
I like to put on...
Keep it PG, please. Thank you.
Okay, fine. I'll change my answer then.
Okay, thank
you. I like to put on a Perry Como record.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And have a pudding.
Whatever.
A pudding cup.
Like a snack pack?
Yeah, like a snack pack, but I prefer Swiss Miss.
Swiss Miss, okay.
But I need whatever. You if you're being serious. And I know the possibility is that you are.
Okay.
What do you do to relax?
The truth is, if I'm going to go off of PG and go up to PG-13,
okay.
I like to put on some Pink Floyd records.
And eat pudding?
And then have pudding.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Pudding.
Yeah, I'm going to make a separate point.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm going to make a separate point. People always think that pudding is like some sort of stupid dessert, that nobody likes it, and it would be stupid if you brought it to a potluck or a party. But that's
not
true.
Do you bring it to a potluck or a party to share?
That's not
true. Or do you just bring it for yourself?
You bring a big...
Because that might be where the stupid... Why has he got pudding for himself?
You bring a big, big bowl of pudding. You're not bringing the individual cups. You bring a big bowl, and that is a fantastic dessert. People look at you like you're stupid when you do it, though. But it's you're not stupid. You're smart because pudding is delicious and everybody loves it.
Pudding of choice?
Swiss Miss.
Flavor.
Oh, flavor.
I love that you have a brand.
It's vanilla, first of all. And you know what, though? A good butterscotch can really get me in the heart.
Tapioca?
Tapioca's fine. I'll eat it.
Yeah, and you're discerning palate.
Banana, chocolate, I don't know. I don't love those as much.
Banana pudding.
Yeah. Tapioca is my pudding of choice at a buffet.
Edley's Barbecue in Edwardsville has great banana pudding. Just a reminder.
A little different here, but bread pudding.
Delicious.
Get a good bread pudding. It is fantastic. There's a little place in Huron, Illinois.
Brad.
Called the Wooden Tie.
What's your favorite thing to do to unwind after a crazy news day?
So I've got 2 things that I usually turn to. One of them is playing video games with my friends. I'm not like a by myself gamer, but if my buddies are online, it's fun to jump on because then I can just take my brain and fully focus it on something else. If they are not online or they are not going to be online, the other thing that I do is I like to go to the gym and either lift weights or walk on the Stairmaster or whatever, because it gives my mind some place place else to go. And I don't have to sit and listen to whatever the news is or anything like that. I can just check out from there and check into whatever it is that I'm doing at that particular moment.
I do stuff with my kids. I just decide to be fully present with my kids. And that might mean being silly and screwing around or playing sports or watching their sports or something. But just being a fully present mom, fully. It's not always easy, but that really reshifts my focus in the right direction. Next question, Brad, you have one?
My next question was, if you could remove any one thing from the face of the earth for the good of humanity, what would it be?
Gum.
Gum?
Gum. Bye. Peace.
Huh. Okay.
Super easy.
Gum.
That is the first time I've asked a question that Annie was like, bang, I got one.
Man, I'm prepared.
She usually goes, what's yours?
To be given that power and to make that happen. Goodbye, chewing gum.
All right, Ryan, you're going to Thanos snap one thing for the good of humanity.
Brad, the clear answer is sin.
You're not God.
I can do anything I want in this scenario.
No, you can't. Not that.
Okay, fine. Perms.
But by the way, perms. You remove sin, you remove gum. Perms?
I don't like them.
Why?
I don't like them.
I didn't like them when I was young, when they were popular among old ladies.
Did
I don't like them
one?
Now, when they're popular among
one?
Gen Z.
Did you ever have a perm?
No. I did not ever have a perm.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah. Maybe 1994.
Maybe you could bring in a picture.
Maybe I burned them all. Short curly hair.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Didn't like him then.
Is
don't
really,
like him now that
really
Patrick Mahomes has made him popular again.
Is that really your answer?
I want to take away the sin of the world.
That is.
It's already been done, Ryan.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
You heard it here first.
You got me.
Ryan wants to be Jesus.
No, I don't want to take it. I just want it to be taken. And I guess technically it has been.
It's already been done.
On the cross.
So you have no other answer?
No, that's it.
You're good.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with perms.
I think if I could remove anything from the world with a snap of my fingers, probably cancer. I think it would be cancer, but
that's like my answer.
There's so many other things
cancer
out there.
Cancer is a better answer than perms.
No, it's not better than sin.
It's a product of sin.
True.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I would remove.
All right. Ryan, you got a question here?
If animals could talk, which would be the most annoying? That is from our YouTube live chat.
Do you have an answer to that?
If animals could talk. It wouldn't be bears. Bears would be soothing to listen to, I think. It would be... I mean, goats is the go-to.
Oh, they're awful.
Listening to goats, if they could talk.
What if goats have a really refined British accent?
They're asking you for Grey Poupon. I can't think of another animal that I would really hate to listen to. Yes, I could. A chihuahua. One of those little dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to listen to
They're always trying to sell you their Taco Bell.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Throwback. What about you?
I think it would be a crow.
Yeah?
I think crows have a super annoying sound, and they would be super annoying to listen to. And they're supposed to be really smart, so that'd be annoying, too.
Plus, if a bunch of them got together, it'd be like a murder.
I think it'd be
Back
cats.
Back to you, Annie.
And it's not because of how they would sound, but I think it's what they would say. I think cats would by far be the most annoying.
Yeah, because they keep judging it by the way they would sound.
It's not content. It's not the quality of the sound. It's the content.
They'd be so full of themselves. Be like, shut up, cat.
Next question, Brad.
Let's see here.
You said you had two.
Yeah, I asked them both already.
Okay, how about this one? Is there something you remember from the past that quietly just went away? For example, lobster tanks in Walmart and the Epstein list.
That's great. That's great. I have an answer to this, but it's three foods.
Okay.
The first, they're all things from my childhood. The first is Ninja Turtle pies. Back to pudding.
Ninja Turtle pies?
Yeah. So Hostess had these green pies.
There's nobody who understands the individually wrapped dessert cake more than Ryan Wiggins.
Oh, yeah. I'm a connoisseur. I love those things. They used to come with a Ninja Turtle sticker, and the pie itself was big, and it was just full of vanilla pudding. There was no quality, you know, there's no, like, pretending that it was fruit.
Did Ninja Turtle just sponsor it, or why
they
Ninja
were just,
Turtles?
I think they had the Ninja Turtle on the package, and then a sticker inside, but the cake itself, the pie was green. They just colored it green for no reason. Those were fantastic. I've actually reached out to a couple of different pie companies, including JJ's, and asked them to do a pudding pie, just a pure pudding pie.
You've asked them to do a pudding pie? You've reached out? That is more work than you've put in this show.
Well, over the last couple of years,
to research pudding pies.
I found JJ's and one other, because Hostess had some, like, I think they went through bankruptcy. But there are companies doing it right now. They have responded, and they told me no. They told me no. They did it in a nice way.
Did you think they were going to tell you yes?
I thought they'd say, you know what? You are among a cacophony of people who are screaming.
He calls the pie people because he wants to hear the word cacophony.
And they all are telling us the same thing. Bring back the pudding pie. This is the pure vanilla pudding
pie.
This
is the most that pudding has ever been talked about on the radio.
Certainly in one segment.
Anything that's missing from the world that just kind of slowly disappeared?
Man, I can't think of anything right now. Jeez.
One thing I can think of is appointment television. Like, people don't... Oh, yeah. We grew up understanding what was on Thursday night television. TGIF, Friday night television. People would sit down to watch the news. You don't have to sit down to watch news. You can literally consume the news 24 hours a day. And our whole lives really, in some ways, revolved around... I can't at 8 o'clock on a Thursday night because, or 9 o'clock because ER is on, and you just sat and watched it at the same time as everyone else. That doesn't happen anymore at all.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a Thursday night where everybody watches ER or whatever the show is, you have something collective to talk about the next day. And television, I think, really created a connection in our culture that was apart from the thing we talk about now, which is, in many cases, the news.
Yeah. The only thing left like that is really big movies. But even that, it's not that not everybody was watching the same shows, but when a major movie comes out in the first month, you know, half the population's seen it, that can still kind of do that.
Man, I just thought of one. One of the things that I think has quietly gone away is like kids playing outside in the neighborhood, running around the whole neighborhood. I still see it a little bit every now and then in my neighborhood, but the kids are maybe 8 years old. They're super young. So younger than they would be if they had social media or something like that. There used to be kids that ride bikes around neighborhoods. And all. I remember, like, my mom and dad would drop up, because we lived out in the country, we'd drop us off in town. We'd take our bikes in the back of my dad's truck, throw them in there. We'd go to a friend's house, and we'd just ride around the neighborhood doing kid stuff all day.
That's not possible to bring back, though. Mm-hmm. I'm not letting my kids do it. It would be irresponsible to be like, see you later, and just expect them to come home.
Yeah. Playing in creeks and stuff, though, you know, you can still kind of monitor that.
Depends on where really you are and which creek it is and how many other people are around and how far they are away. Do they have a cell phone? Are you going to give your kid a cell phone so they can go play in the woods and still be connected to you?
We drop our kids off at the landfill in East St. Louis pretty often. Like, just play in the creek, kids. Catch us a couple fish.
Why does this one have three eyes?
Next question.
So, wrong mouse. What was the last thing you did because someone dared you to do it?
It was on this show.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, there's multiple things. You dare me to do stuff all the time.
I would never dare you.
I think the last thing...
Just heavy peer pressure.
...that I can remember, because it happens frequently enough that it's just like an almost weekly occurrence. But the last one was that we all decided, probably based on some sort of peer pressure, to dress up as the opposite. Like, I was Mary Todd Lincoln.
And I was...
And you were Abraham Lincoln. And Brad was
Melania Trump.
And was it Hannah?
Hannah was Donald Trump.
That hair.
Dude, probably shouldn't talk about that on the air anymore. Now that she's among the people.
That's right. That's so funny. Speaking of Y98, though, one of the voices in the Mayo Clinic ad is Brett Mega.
Well, we are now 17 YouTube subscribers.
People are just screwing with us now.
Well, we got a lot of people who subscribe to our channel because you have to subscribe in order to comment. So they create a lot of profiles. This is a weeding. This is a weeding process. This is good. This is quality over quantity. Except for the fact that I don't think we're going to get to the I keep having to look at it. Mail Clinic.
Mail Clinic.
Ad today. Because we need 9,000 subscribers and we are 17 away, which is more. It's less than we started with.
Oh, yeah. There's still been a lot of forward movement.
We've made some progress, but we have in the last hour made the opposite of progress.
Just like removing their profiles.
Oh, we got one more. Let's take a quick break. If you want to hear the Mail Clinic ad in the next segment where Ryan helps you with your mail problems.
M-A-I-L.
You need to come subscribe. We need 9,000 subscribers on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. If we have 9,000 when we start the next segment or in the next segment with enough time, 49 seconds to air it, we will do that. And from what I understand, it's a real treat. Go subscribe on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We need 10 more subscribers for Ryan's mail. Was it mail? Is it enhanced?
No. Not mail enhancement. We're just using what you already got there at the post office. It's M-A-I-L Clinic. It's to help you regain your confidence in your ballot.
Oh. We need 10 subscribers.
It couldn't be clearer.
We need 9 subscribers. I stand corrected. Yeah. I don't know how in the world that persuaded somebody to go make the commitment to subscribe to the Annie Fry Show, but here we are. We got about 10 minutes in order to close that gap, but the more we talk about it, people subscribe and then they unsubscribe.
We don't know.
We'll see. We're having trouble figuring that out. The YouTube live chat poll for today is, which candidate has the momentum? Is it Kamala Harris or is it Donald Trump? I feel like it was a really good week for Donald Trump. I think that the Gutfeld thing was a really big deal. And when we had Tyrus on the show yesterday, asking him, like, would you bring Kamala Harris onto the show to do the same thing? And he was like, absolutely. They would be happy to do that. What would Kamala Harris, I mean, if just think about how much it could humanize her to go have a conversation. I think the Gutfeld show would be the least
intimidating.
I think that they would want to make sure that it was fun. They're not going to sit there and try to drill her down on policy. They're going to want to have. I mean, I can't. I don't see how she can hang. Which is the problem.
So I think Gutfeld, you know, he does a comedy show, of course, but he's also on The Five, and he has good points that he brings up. He's a smart guy. I think he would probably want to press her a little bit, just enough to get credit for it. But if they came to an agreement that it was going to be easy, I think they would still be in their right to do an interview with her saying, we're not going to press you on policy. And here's the thing. They should still do that because she will, you said humanize. That is one of the biggest problems she has with people is that they don't really think she's relatable.
They don't think she's her own person. It's like you have to input information before it can be downloaded to the American people.
Yes.
And when she's on talking with Oprah, and, you know, for instance, she's supposed to be talking about what it means to be American and what is America. She says, well, can we turn the volume up on this? Is that possible so we can listen to this sound? We're working on some things. Here
we
go. Listen.
We love our country. We take pride in the privilege of being American. And this is a moment where we can and must come together as Americans, understanding we have so much more in common than what separates us. Let's come together with the character that we are so proud of about who we are, which is we are an optimistic people. We are an optimistic people.
That's what I feel about her.
By character, are people who have dreams and ambitions and aspirations. We believe in what is possible. Mm-hmm. We believe in what can be. Mm-hmm. And we believe in fighting for that.
She's inspired by herself.
This is great. She needs to keep doing this, which is why I think she should go on Gutfeld, because even if they do softball interview with her, she'll do that. And nobody's going to hear that and go, that's my president right there.
She can't do anything else. She's had so many opportunities to do anything. I mean, just drill down on a pick a policy. Your policy can't be when people ask you, like, what are you going to do? And you spend, if you've got 90 seconds to answer the question and you spend 75 of it thanking the person for being there, literally, and then at the end restating the question, and then saying you want to give away $25,000 per person. Everyone's going, how are you going to do that? And she never gets asked that question. I think it's even more important that people understand right now how important it is to bank your vote, to get your ballot in as soon as possible, to vote early. And people need to know that option exists and make sure that they have a strong command on getting that ballot counted as soon as possible.
15 years ago, if you were a voter and you said publicly to your friends, you know what, I want somebody to talk policy, they'd be like, nerd. Now people in America are going, can you please talk policy, please?
Yes, anything.
You're not giving me anything.
Especially people who are like really wanting to justify a vote for Kamala Harris. Because I think that right now the question that people have in their mind is not, do I vote for Harris or do I vote for Trump? It's, do I vote for Harris or not vote for president? Do I vote for Trump or not vote at all for president?
And it's such a weird place to be in where you are in charge. You're the vice president of the United States / president, if you're talking about Joe Biden. All the policies should be things that you currently have done. You can control the narrative because you can do whatever you want. You're the president, the vice president. They've done the exact opposite, and every policy basically that you can think of falls right in the lap of the guy that used to be president. That is such a fail because they are in, I'm not saying, oh, they're in control, look at what they've done. They had the ability to come up with the narrative out of those policies and couldn't do it.
We have over 9,000 subscribers.
I can't believe it. I thought people were just going to screw with us for the rest of the show.
You know, when you hear commercials from people who are trying to advocate for a certain type of medical treatment or medicine or something like that, they usually have a personal experience with it. So Ryan wanted to make this male problem commercial to help the people.
I don't personally have a male problem. We completely trust our...
You're good with it?
Our post office and our mail delivery person.
Yeah. No problems with the ballots.
No, we don't have any problems.
Are you prepared for this? I'm not. I don't know if
I'm fully prepared.
I used to stay up all night watching the polls. I was really into it.
Anymore, I just don't know.
I'd like to do it by myself at home, but it feels wrong.
Men, are you having electoral discomfort? Unsure whether your ballot will make it to where it needs to be by November 5th? At the Mayo Clinic, we're here to help.
My wife encouraged me to call, but I wasn't sure. I'm so glad I did.
This is a huge election. But if it doesn't seem as big as it used to, maybe it's that you're not trustworthy of the process.
So I can still vote by mail?
Yes, and you can do it early without any judgment.
I think I just did it.
I wouldn't be surprised. Get confidence back in your elections. Go to the Mayo Clinic and talk to one of our trained professionals. Or go vote in person. We don't care. Just vote.
What is wrong with you? Boss involved in this?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, do you want to say the names of people who are in there?
I can.
Go for it.
Yeah, it was basically people walking by as I walked into the studio, because I'm like, look,
and
talk.
Need.
You just have to just do it. You got to get it done all the time.
Yeah.
So I walked in the studio. I recorded my parts. Roy from my weekend show, who
that's
comes
the voice
by.
I think I didn't
that's the voice
as much,
of the doctor. I said, yeah, you got to do a voice too. Brett Mega happened to be sitting outside the studio.
Yeah, Y98 Morning Show.
And then our boss Steve walked over to see how things were going in this studio, and I said, "Steve, you come in. Come
in. Come instant on. Regrets."
Yeah, Steve's amazing. He just walks in and he goes, "My wife told me to call. I'm glad that I did." And he just leaves like that. Okay, did my job.
Did you tell him what you were doing?
He could see the whole thing, but he didn't. He just looked at. I said, "Your voice, C." He's like, "Okay, read it," and he just left.
Does he know?
I don't think he's heard it.
You
no.
You didn't send him the...
No. He has no idea what he was a part of.
Am I in trouble?
You probably will
Dang
be.
Dang it!
Yeah, because ultimately the blame falls on you. You played it. Hey, but over 9,000 subscribers, that's cool.
Thanks, guys.
That's awesome.
Should we play it again?
It, just in case you're just tuning in. Sure.
I'll play it again here before we wrap.
Okay.
But a lot of people, like some folks here, saying this is some of your best work.
Oh, thank you very
which
much.
Which is, you feel good about that?
No, not so much.
Oh, man. So when it comes to writing something like that,
yeah.
How much time does it take for you to write something like that?
That took me about, 2 minutes?
Two?
I think Brad came in after Wednesday's show and was like, oh, you got to actually do that, because we just talked about it. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you got to actually do it. I'm like, okay, so I just threw some lines in. I think you added one, because mm-hmm. we're looking for as many parodies as we can, yeah. you know, many play
entendres.
On words as we can. Yeah, double entendres. And I think the one that made me laugh the most is because I took the line, which is, I think I did it just now.
Yeah. Should we send this to the Trump team?
Oh, heck yeah.
See what we can do to... Can we just get some, like, super cheesy B-roll to put over the top of this on a YouTube short?
I'll see what I can do.
Won't the AI system, like...
I'll see what I can
just
do.
Just take the first thing they offer. Whatever it is. And send it out there. And we commit to that. We stick to that. Did anybody balk? Did Brett balk
no,
at any of the things?
No, it was, and I had to have guys, you know, because I saw Hannah sitting out there. There's some people, and I'm like, no, it's got to be guys. Sorry,
yeah, HR.
Yes, yeah, I couldn't have a girl read that one. But no, everybody, they're so cool, and I think Brett's been a part of a couple other things that we've done randomly, and he never questions. He's like, here's the thing. When you get into radio, one of the things you think you're going to be doing is a lot of goofy comedy. And you get into the grind of it, you're just really just going day by day. That when somebody asks you, hey, I want you to do a voice in goofy comedy, it's like everybody goes, oh yeah, okay.
Fun.
Yeah, let's do it. What now?
You really met the moment.
Well, good.
With that one.
I used to stay up all night watching the polls. I was really into it.
Anymore? I just don't know.
I'd like to do it by myself at home, but it feels wrong.
Men, are you having electoral discomfort? Unsure whether your ballot will make it to where it needs to be by November 5th? At the Mayo Clinic, we're here to help.
My wife encouraged me to call, but I wasn't sure. I'm so glad I did.
This is a huge election, but if it doesn't seem as big as it used to, maybe it's that you're not trustworthy of the process.
So I can still vote by mail?
Yes, and you can do it early without any judgment.
I think I just did it.
I wouldn't be surprised. Get confidence back in your elections. Go to the Mayo Clinic and talk to one of our trained professionals. Or go vote in person. We don't care. Just vote.
Brad suggested a voice real fast at the end that I wasn't able to do. What was that one?
Yeah. Consult your doctor if your election lasts more than 2 months.
Yeah. Oh, see, that would have been the perfect ending.
Why didn't you do that?
I just ran out of time. I was doing it fast. Everything happens fast.
Maybe that's the problem.
There's a line in there that suggests that, too. I don't remember exactly what it is.
I think both of Brett's lines were pretty
They're fine. Yeah.
So does he have no idea? He knows.
Oh, no. He did the same thing, where he just walks in, does his lines, walks out.
Oh, my gosh. We're losing friends. And one of them's our boss. Thank you for listening today. The results of the YouTube live chat poll. Which candidate has the momentum? Ryan, you said?
I said Kamala.
Brad,
Trump.
I'm saying Trump as well. I believe that momentum more. Over 320 votes. Donald Trump, 68% of you say Trump has the momentum. Take care of your mail problems over the weekend. We appreciate you. Thank you to our YouTube subscribers. Stream us on the Odyssey app. The Mark Ryan Show next.